Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, the second half of a conversation with North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Coordinator Ann Fenlon. When we halted the conversation last week, she was talking about work-life balance being appealing for recruiting physicians.
What I find when I'm talking to physicians who work elsewhere is that what they really like about coming to do work in Wawa is that they have time to provide the type of care that they want to provide. For instance, when our locums come from Southern Ontario, they're doing emergency departments in the South, they will often tell me that our patients are the nicest people. But they've come to realize that that's because they're seeing our patients usually within 20 minutes to an hour of the patient arriving at the emergency department, whereas in the cities, that patient has waited 6 hours or 12 hours before they've even seen the doctor. So they've, you know, gotten sicker and certainly unhappy in that period of time. So our physicians find that they're able to provide good care in this setting and that it's complete and that they have sufficient time to provide the type of care that they're wanting for each case.
As you mentioned, you are looking not just for more permanent doctors like we've been able to announce recently, but locums as well to cover for that lack of more permanent resident doctors.
That's right. We currently have 4 vacant practices. So we did have 5, and with Dr. Breton signing on, it was such wonderful news that we now have 4 vacant practices. Our total complement is 7 physicians for our area. So while we are short on physicians, we're filling in with our locum supply. We currently have about 40 locums on our roster that rotate through. There's usually 2 locums providing service in Wawa at any given time, and often that number will be up to 4 if any of our physicians are away or, for instance, during the summer holidays, etc. So the locum supply has been a very important aspect of how we've been able to continue to provide care to the community as well as continue to keep the emergency department open.
And again, it's not just doctors, physicians that you're looking for, but other roles need to be recruited, technologists or that sort of thing as necessary.
Yeah. So my role is specifically physician recruitment, but you're absolutely right that, you know, the hospital is requiring all healthcare professionals, including nurses and medical laboratory technologists. And we're continually recruiting for across the board to bring in all of the healthcare professionals that are required to keep the hospital going.
Anything else you want to make sure to say about the efforts that are currently underway about the arrival of the new Dr. Breton?
Certainly. So we were really happy on January the 25th. We had a in-house celebration in the hospital for his arrival to welcome him to the hospital. And we had such a fabulous turnout for that. We had members from the Lady Dunn Board of Directors. We had municipal councillors here as well. The huge staff turnout. And we also had Matt Larratt, who represents Alamos and provides us with a lot of support as well. So it was a fabulous turnout to welcome Dr. Breton to the Lady Dunn Health Center. And that involvement actually shows how much has gone into recruitment in Wawa in general. It's an all-in thing. Our physicians are very supportive and helpful in directing me in terms of this role of medical recruitment and retention. The hospital has been extremely supportive in ensuring that we have everything that's necessary to provide to the physicians. They provide housing for us, which is a big drawing card when we're trying to house physicians in good places that they can see themselves living for the long term. Municipality of Wawa provides us with a substantial amount of funding as well as Argonaut Gold. And we get in-kind support from Alamos Gold, who through the use of their air charters has provided a huge advantage in attracting and transporting our physician group and is actually funding us for a branding project to direct our advertising to the long-term physician that wants to stay in the community. We also have community partners. ESCSJ provides us with sports equipment that we can loan out to our doctors while they're in town. The MMCC lends us snowshoes and gives access to our locum physicians to the community center, fitness center while they're here. And Naturally Superior Adventures often supports us with giveaways at our recruitment fairs as well as offering paddling experiences to our locums when they're here. So there's a really big group that goes behind what I'm doing, which is providing the face to the locum physician and to the potential full-time physician, but there's a huge amount of support that's behind me, and I'm really appreciative of all of that.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, that is Ann Fenlon, North Algoma Medical Recruitment and Retention Coordinator, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.